From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Two blasts at a Shiite shrine in a suburb of the Syrian capital have killed at least eight people and left many others wounded. Syrian state media say a suicide bomber struck at the entrance of the Saida Zainab shrine south of the center of Damascus. That blast was followed by a car bombing at the heavily guarded shrine important to Shiites throughout the world. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports a higher death toll than Syrian authorities, saying at least 12 people were killed and dozens of others wounded. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, which took place in an area where several other bombings have taken place recently, and they've often been claimed by Islamic State militants. Afghan officials say Islamic State militants have killed at least six security forces, including a district police chief, in a pre-dawn attack in eastern Afghanistan. The assault on the police headquarters in the Haskamena district in Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan, triggered an hours-long intense firefight that left at least 15 Daesh assailants dead and seven wounded. That's according to a provincial government spokesman using the Arabic acronym for IS. The timely arrival of reinforcements enabled Afghan forces to defeat the attack, Ayatollah Kogyani told VOA, although at least six policemen were wounded. Local media and residents, however, reported at least 11 security personnel were wounded and six of them were in critical condition. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Widow Lonnie Ali and former U.S. President Bill Clinton were among many speakers eulogizing boxing legend Muhammad Ali at an arena in Louisville, Kentucky on Friday, as some 15,000 paid their respects. The service took place after Ali's body was driven through the streets of his hometown, where fans packed the sidewalks to say a joyful and tearful goodbye. Ali! Ali's widow Lonnie spoke of Ali's love for Islam and its teachings of nonviolence. She said he had wanted his memorial service used to promote his ideals.
Muhammad wants young people of every background to see his life as proof that adversity can make you stronger. It cannot rob you of the power to dream and to reach your dreams.
In other news, former Republican U.S. presidential candidate Mitt Romney says he will not vote for this year's presumptive party nominee Donald Trump in November, citing the billionaire's racist and misogynistic remarks. The 2012 candidate is holding his fourth annual Expert and Enthusiast, or E2, meeting, a private retreat for Republicans where the main topic of conversation this year is the current candidate for the party. Nearly 300 participants are attending the meeting that opened Thursday in Deer Valley, Utah. In the TV interview, Romney said he will not vote for the Democratic candidate, Hillary Clinton, either. Instead, Romney said he's considering voting for Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, a remarkable admission for a Republican leader. Two high school valedictorians in the southern U.S. state of Texas have revealed they are undocumented immigrants from Mexico. Both have received college scholarships, one to Yale, the other to the University of Texas. Larissa Martinez came to the United States in 2010 with her mother and sister, she said, to escape from her alcoholic and abusive father. The three now live in a one-bedroom apartment in McKinley, Texas. The Yale-bound student said what is often overlooked in the immigrant debate is the fact that immigrants, undocumented or otherwise, are people too. People with dreams, aspirations, hopes, and loved ones. Martinez also took a swipe at Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, who has said if he becomes president, he will build a wall between the United States and Mexico to keep out Mexicans. Operators of the ACT college entrance exam on Saturday canceled the test for all of South Korea and Hong Kong after officials confirmed the test materials had been stolen. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.